The Siegfrieds were also very involved. Ray was particularly in U2 in the United Way here in Tulsa, raising a ton of money.
Ray was chairman probably 88, somewhere around there. And I think that his number was like 10 million. I think my year as the chairman was 93. And I know my number was 16 million then.
Yeah.
Now they're at 25 or something.
Yeah.
We were always very active with the United Way and ran campaigns within the company, and we matched dollar for dollar. It's an easy way to give to a wide variety of causes that are needs in the community, because they do so well in sizing up the needs and making sure that those charities are running their books financially to where they say they will.
Yeah. Do you think you and Ray got so involved in the community because your grandfather did the very same thing?
He did. And we didn't know that until years later, going through some of his pictures, and we found that he was the chairman speaking to the Chamber of Commerce on behalf of the United Way.
Wow. Ray was very interested in diving and underwater exploration.
Yes.
Was that your dream, too? Did you get involved in that?
I was not at Texas A&M. He was on the dive board or something. I think it was Texas A&M. That's the leading archaeological school in the nation for underwater stuff. I was a diver, but not involved in the archaeological stuff. He liked to dive on wrecks.
He was involved in several shipwrecks, discovering
yes.
them, and he would actually be diving down there.
He would. He even went and dove on one of the older ships off the coast of Portugal, which you have to have special permission to get to dive there.
So because of your interest in diving and in water, and then obviously seeing very, very beautiful fish, he was director of the Oklahoma Aquarium Foundation, and then you got involved with the Tulsa Aquarium, right?
The guy named Harvey Rowe, we went to school together at OU at the same time. Harvey was a great guy, and he was always pushing to have this aquarium here. He finally got a hold of us and Ray, and Susan Savage was the mayor at the time. We wanted it to be about 71st in Riverside, where now something else is going in. The city nixed that.
I think they wanted it originally also at Mohawk Park. Wasn't there some discussion about it at Mohawk?
I don't recall Mohawk.
And then they pushed it to 71st in Riverside, and that didn't work.
No. So it got done in Jinx where it is now. Harvey was the big pusher behind that, so we committed to help build it by the shark tank.
And anybody who's been out there has seen how you can walk underneath it and look up and see the sharks. So that was a nice contribution that
yes.
you've made there and have delighted many families and children. Siegfried's name has touched many, many areas of our community.